one of the key parts of the indictments against former President Trump is that when he was subpoenaed for these documents, he didn't hand them over. He made representations that he had, and that wasn't true. In the Biden case, not only is it a far smaller number of documents, but the Biden team has been cooperating with authorities. So that would be sort of where the analogy begins and ends. And with Hillary Clinton, the analogy doesn't work so well for the former president. You'll remember that, in fact, he was largely elected on the idea that Hillary Clinton's mishandling of sensitive records was such a breach of public trust that it made her unqualified to be president. Now you have a president who is accused of breaching that public trust in a much more vital way, because these documents are some of the most sensitive documents that are out there. And nevertheless, he's the front runner of his party to be reelected, having done this. So that's a comparison that doesn't work so well for him.
Well, the former president has said a lot about this investigation, both online and reportedly to other people. Has he made it harder on himself by speaking out so much?
Well, I suppose he could make it harder for himself to the extent that what he said publicly is inconsistent with what the prosecutors show that they have on audio tape or on physical records on video. You know, that'll be a quite discordant. But the president has had great success in his party rallying his supporters and other politicians in a public forum. That has worked for him, because part of what his legal strategy is to make this a public spectacle and to argue that this is all politically motivated. And so in that sense, it's one of his signature moves, and he's certainly doing it in this case as well.
John, tell us who you're planning to have on this weekend on Face the Nation.
We're still trying to figure things out, but we're going to have our political panel, of course, trying to break all of this down. Bob Costa broke some of this news when it first came out. And we'll also have New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, Doug Burgum, North Dakota, governor who has announced his candidacy for the presidency this week. And we'll also have H.R. McMaster, former national security advisor to the Trump administration, to talk about, you know, the world still spins. And so we want to talk to him about what's happening in China, Ukraine, Russia. And we may even still be able to have this poll that we conducted this week, which wasn't about the Trump indictment, but about the important issues at the center of the presidency. So we're all still trying to get our hands around what's going on and put the show together in this new world we live in.